You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. This is Yvette Hampton, your host, and I am so glad you have joined me today. I've got a great guest on today, and if your husband happens to be anywhere around, you might want to grab him because this whole podcast is going to be dedicated to dads. We are going to talk about homeschool dads, not necessarily dads who homeschool. We'll talk to them too, but we're going to talk about the dad in the family and his role in the homeschool world. And I could think of no better person to talk about this with me than Kevin Swanson. He is a homeschool dad of five, and he's director of Generations. We're going to talk about his ministry, but they're a ministry that he founded several years ago to strengthen homeschool families around the country and has done such a great job of doing that. Kevin, welcome to the Schoolhouse Rock podcast.
It's great to be here, Yvette. I've been looking forward to this time with you and the crowd. May God bless our words.
Yes, thank you. That's right. It's all about him. You know, one of the things that I find most encouraging is sometimes we get a lot of questions and we get comments and we get correspondence from homeschool moms. But every now and then I will get a question, or Garrett will get a question, from a homeschool dad. And I got one not too long ago. I got to actually sit on the phone with a dad for maybe about an hour or so. And he had reached out to us and he just said, "Hey, my wife and I are thinking about homeschooling. And can you just answer some questions for me?" And it was so neat and such a blessing to be able to get that question from the dad, who he himself wouldn't be the one who would really be doing the academic part of the homeschooling in their family. But he really felt like it was necessary to come alongside his wife and not direct her and tell her what she had to do, but to help her and really to just support her in that role, because this would be their first year homeschooling. And that is such a blessing. And I think we need so much more of that. So we're going to talk about dads today and talk to dads and encourage them. And so I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about your ministry and what you do, because I know you are super involved in the homeschool world and have been for a really long time. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, it's been about 50 years now, believe it or not.
No, wait, you said 50, yeah. Not 15.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 50 years. It's been a half a century now for us. My mom was homeschooling us in 1969 out in Portland, Oregon, actually. So if you need a monument for homeschooling, it'd probably be in Portland, Oregon, I think. But yeah, they homeschooled us in the 60s and 70s, and then we went on to homeschool our kids in the 90s and the 1000s. And five kids, and I can just, you know, show the picture here real quickly. But five kids. I know that those listening by audio can't see this, but there we are out on the eastern plains of Colorado in a very, very cold Colorado day. But all of them graduated from high school, whatever that means. We just say we're, you know, continuous learners. Mm-hmm. God's been good, and we've just seen a tremendous blessing through the generations. And maybe that's one reason we call our ministry generations.org, because, you know, God has been just incredibly wonderful and gracious to our family over the years. My folks have six kids, all of which serve God in various capacities, and missionaries, you know, pastors, homeschooling moms. And then we've got our five children too. And it's just been a blessing seeing how God has blessed our family and given us opportunity to serve together, to minister together. I think I've learned a lot too. I don't think you learn how to be a dad in a single generation.
Right.
You only get one shot at it anyway, right? You just go, you know, and it's not the easiest thing, but I do stand on my dad's shoulders, and my dad's just a humble, godly man that taught us some good things. And we've learned a lot of good things ourselves over the years too.
Yeah. So it's changed a whole lot for you in the last 50 years, a little bit different today than it was when you were being homeschooled. And it's different today than it was even a year ago. You know, so much has changed,
Oh, wow.
But what hasn't changed is God's word and God's instruction to moms and dads and to parents to direct and disciple the hearts of their children. So I would love for you, you know, you mentioned your dad. Talk to the dads right now about kind of what their role might be. And let's first talk to the dad who isn't the one in charge of the academics. And I say the academics because homeschooling really encompasses all of life. It encompasses family life. It encompasses, you know, not just the school hours, but the evenings and the weekends and everything that goes along with it. But maybe with kind of the academic portion of homeschooling, let's talk to the dads who maybe they're not the ones who are actually doing the homeschooling themselves, but their wife is. And how can those dads come alongside their wives and support them and help them?
You know, I think, Yvette, in 95%, maybe 97% of cases, homeschooling moms are doing 97% of the work. And that's pretty much the way it worked in our family, too, with my mom and then with my wife. And so, yeah, that's pretty much the way it works. But I like to boil it down to this. Dad should be involved with core character and curriculum. So that's, you know, the three C's, core, character, and curriculum. We just want to be there at the core. That's just teaching the word of God each day. I think that's really the core of the homeschooling experience or the home discipleship experience. If you go back to Deuteronomy 6:7, you know, say, okay, what was it that God said? What did he really want us to do? And sure enough, you know, teach my word as you sit in the house, as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. And it's true that the kids will learn math, and they'll learn geography and geometry, but they definitely want to be hearing the word of God. So if dads could be right there at the core, you know, and it's not much more than 10 or 20 minutes per day. We were just at the dinner table this morning with Abigail. She's our last one. She was there with mom and dad, and we were going through Psalm 34 this morning together. It's maybe 10 minutes. And then we pray, and that was pretty much it for now. We'll do a little more tonight, but dad should be there at the core. I mean, 10 minutes isn't that big of a deal,
right?
But it's so important. It's so core. It's so essential. It's so nurturing. It's so, you know, the bang for the buck on the 10 minutes. It's just, you know, why don't we do this every day kind of thing, you know?
Right, right.
So it's huge bang for the buck. So the first C for dad is core.
Mm-hmm. You know, even if you say only 10 minutes, but you add that up to, you know, if you do it 6 days a week, that's an hour that you're spending in God's word with your children. I mean, how important is that hour combined? And then, of course, throughout the day, you know, being able to find opportunities to be able to talk to your children about the Lord and about the things of the Bible. There are always opportunities to
and
do that.
And I don't think dads realize how powerful, how encouraging, how uplifting, how amazingly important it is for moms as well as the kids to just pray with them. I mean, hey, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is going to be a day of war against principalities and powers. Even if you are in a little humble home school in California or something, you know, you're still going to be dealing with spiritual challenges. And, you know, it just seems like the very best thing to do is just grab a psalm. And of course, we have our Psalms Bible study guides and our Proverbs Bible study guides that we offer as part of the Generations Ministry. We call it our core curriculum. Our core curriculum really are the Bible study guides. But yeah, we just really, really encourage that 5 or 10 or 15 minutes a day, preferably in the morning if possible, just because, you know, that gets you ready for the battle. You know,
that's right.
So you got to be equipped before you go out and do the battle. So just really encourage that. And of course, that's what God wants. He just says, I want you to teach my words as you sit in the house, as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. And we just take that super seriously. And okay, so you forget math. So you forget geometry. Didn't make it to geography today. You know, didn't make it to history today. Oh, well, we did the song. You know, we knocked out the 10 minutes. That's the 92% of, you know, the package. And dad was there for 10 minutes. Cool.
Right.
So that's why we say dad should be there at core, if at all possible.
Yeah. Yep. And okay. So how does that then transition into character, which was the next C?
Yeah. Character is again, as I see it, it's the real focus. We call it preeminent in the education of the child, because the book of Proverbs is God's book on how to educate a child in terms of giving him wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And so, you know, God gives us this whole book, 31 pages, 31 chapters. And it's really, you know, God's definition or description of what it is to educate a child or a young man or a young woman. And so I just encourage dads to be involved at least to some extent in that process. And the character of the child shows up in the math class, as you know, you often get a little pushback, you know, a little bit of slothfulness, a little bit of dishonor to mom, you know, the scoffer spirit, don't, you can't teach me anything kind of attitude. Of course, your kids, I'm sure that are, don't want any of that, those issues or anything like
No,
that.
no, no.
But in our case, you know, we had those issues. And it's like in any given day, it seems to me that every mom is going to run into character issues. I mean, it's just, you're going to run
Right.
into it in the math class, the geography class, over lunch. You know, I mean, it just shows up, right? I mean, that's just
Right.
what happens. And so I guess my encouragement to dads is get involved at that level as much as you possibly can.
Yep.
Try to, even if you've been at work all day and it's been hard, really try to jump in when you come home and just listen and figure out, you know, the character temperament of the family and where things are, and then do your best to instruct through that. And you might even have to apply a little discipline. But man, it just, it's so helpful for mom to know she's not alone
Right.
in this area of character development. And maybe it's just a prayer. Maybe you come home and you found out that mom was dealing with some kind of a slothful issue with Junior. Just, I don't know, 30 seconds, you know, call Junior over, little Billy, little Jimmy, say, hey, you know, realize you're struggling with some of these issues. Can I just pray with you a little bit here? That to me, again, we're not talking about dads, you know, throwing in the 97% or the, you know, 6.5 hours of work. We're just simply saying, can you be involved at that touch point? Could you be involved right there?
Right.
And so, yeah, I would say if there's any way that dads could address those character issues on a daily basis to some extent and just find out what happened, where things are, and where we need to pray through these things. I think prayer is a biggie when it comes to character, because you know, you can rebuke a child, you can correct a child up one side and down the next. And as you know, you know, it's one in one ear out the other,
Right.
and we're dealing with the same thing tomorrow. But for that heart change, I mean, you just really want to be teaching to the heart, but also praying to those heart issues. So anyway, I just really encourage dads to just have a finger on the pulse of the character of the home and where things are.
Yeah, I love it. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about character, actually.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History, and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
We are back with Kevin Swanson, and we are talking to dads. And before the break, we were talking about character. And, you know, the one thing that came to mind is I feel like as a parent, the most humbling thing for me as a mom is my own character, because I could all day long tell my kids, this is how you need to act. These are the character traits you need to display. This is how you need to treat your sister. This is what you need to, you know, you need to be respectful. You need to do all these things. But then I often step back and look at myself and I'm like, ah, oh, I'm not doing those things either. And so sometimes it's so hard to display that character ourselves. We're telling our kids to do it, but we're not always exemplifying that for them. And so, you know, as dad as well, being the head of the household and being the one who everyone looks to, really, you know, mom and kids, That's a huge responsibility for dad,
Oh, yeah.
is to be the one who really has to, as best as he can, display godly character through his actions.
And the biggest thing we can convey to our children, I think, is the example of humility and confession and repentance, because hey, we blow it all the time ourselves. And
Right.
so, you know, I think that's, I mean, we're not going to be able to pass on this amazing legacy of perfection to our kids. Like, that's right. Just not going to happen. I think I blew that the first 10 seconds, right. You know. But what can we do? And I think the answer is, dad made a lot of mistakes. Dad was a sinner. Right. That was obvious. Mom was a sinner. Yeah, that was obvious. But she was humble. He was humble. Mm-hmm. Yep. He would confess sins. You know, he'd read the word and then he'd realize, oh man, the word's really teaching us right now. I'm guilty. And I just want to confess this, kids. You know, there's that lazy streak in me, or there's that tendency to anger with me. I just blew my top yesterday. And wow, that was wrong. Shouldn't have kicked the cat, you know, whatever it was. That was just bad, you know. And just want to humble myself before you guys and before God and just confess my sins. And you know what? That, what I have seen is the successful homeschooling families, like in my church that I've watched for 25 years. Mm-hmm. The families that have emerged, I say successfully, I'm just saying they've got the hearts of their kids. There's spiritual growth. The generations are just rising up and calling their moms and dads blessed and all that. In every case, there's just that humility, that regular demonstration of humility and confession.
Right.
And just crying out to God, saying, God, you know, we need a lot of help down here. Houston, we have a problem.
Right.
It's me. We have a problem. You know, help us, God, right. You know, by Jesus' blood and his sacrifice, just, you know, cleanse us and forgive us of our sins. And when that happens, it just seems like, you know, things just start to fall into place, you right. know, it's amazing.
Well, there's something so powerful about our kids seeing that we recognize our need for a savior. We're not just telling them you need a savior. You need the Holy Spirit to help you obey. We need the same thing. We need God just as desperately as they do, because we're sinners just like them. And so when we can show that and display that for them, I you're right. I mean, it really does speak volumes to them. So, okay. So we're talking about the three C's: core, character, and curriculum. And these are all the kind of the three C's of dad's involvement in homeschooling. So let's talk really quickly about curriculum.
Yeah, it's just a small thing, really. It's not, again, none of these are super time consuming as I see it. It's just mm-hmm. dad can add that little thing that just really helps and makes it work in the home. And when I say dad's involvement in the curriculum, I'm just saying, you know, curriculum is critical. Mm-hmm. It's really the point at which you're identifying the best stuff, the most encouraging, most upbuilding, the most God-centered, most biblically oriented, the most faith-building material you can find. And I'm talking about science, I'm talking about history, I'm talking about literature. You pick the wrong curriculum for your kids, I think you could have some bad fallout.
Sure.
Just be sure you understand that there are worldviews that operate, and not all worldviews are equal. And there are some worldviews that are better than others, that is more biblically oriented than other worldviews. Mm-hmm. So I just really encourage dads to be involved at the homeschooling conferences. Mm-hmm. I realize there are no homeschooling conferences going on right now. All you can do is go online and check out things online, stuff like that. But I still think dads should be there at that point. Meaning, can you take a day? Can you just take a day with mom, mm-hmm. hit the local homeschool conference, go through the material, and just look through the material for, you know, biblical verses, biblical principles, mm-hmm. Just a God glorifying nature in, say, the science books. That's what we try to do in our science books. Here's God Made Animals. Here's God Made the World. Just came out yesterday. We just got 2,000 copies of God Made the World. But it's a fifth grade. But, you know, God made the mountains. Praise God. He has always been. He has created these amazing things. Let's just honor God. Let's praise him for this amazing creation. Mm-hmm. Let's praise him for, you know, these incredible great crested grebes and the hummingbird. I'm just looking through this right now. Sadly, those of you who are on audio can't see these beautiful pictures. But, you know, as you're looking through it going, now, wait a minute, let's make sure we're teaching a science that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also gives God the glory.
That's right.
You know, and praises God. Because, you know, as children study science, my view is that our children shouldn't see us boring.
Right.
You know, science isn't boring because God's not boring.
Right.
And we have an amazing creator that did all this stuff. And so if the purpose of studying science is to glorify God and praise God, and at the end of every chapter in God Made Animals, you know, there's actually a little hymn you can sing. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
Yeah.
The Lord God made them all. Remember that hymn?
I do.
We'll have that in the curriculum. So, you know, not only do you study all these amazing animals, but you sing a hymn at the end of it.
Sure.
So, you know, just a reminder that worldview is important.
Yep.
What's the purpose of the study? Why are we doing this? Those are the sorts of questions that dads should ask. And and should take a look at as they thumb through the material. So I guess that's all I'm saying is take a day, take a look what's out there, and find the best material. And then what you're doing is you're saying, I'm in this with you, honey. Right. This is what we want to do. This is what God has called us to do as a family. And you're just, and then from that point on, you're more of a cheerleader.
Right.
For your wife as she follows through on it. So I think it's a matter of just making the decision together. This is what we're going to do. And then just showing support for it as you go.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. Speaking of the USA, Americans will soon be voting. As with any election, the future of our country and the U.S. Constitution is at stake. Your students need to know and understand our country's most foundational document. Fortunately, we have the perfect course to help. Constitutional Literacy. This is a video-based course with an accompanying student notebook. The author is Mike Ferris, current president and CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. You can view a free video, download a sample lesson, and get more details at apologia.com/constitution. You can even take advantage of a 20% off promotion. Go to apologia.com/constitution and order your copy of Constitutional Literacy.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that we let Dad know that his opinion really does matter. And sometimes, you know, maybe mom can narrow it down to a few things instead of just saying, hey, you go find a science curriculum or you go find a history curriculum or a Bible curriculum, whatever. You know, mom can maybe narrow it down to a few things that she thinks would be a good fit for her and the kids, and then show them to Dad and say, hey, what do you think? You know, help me with this. And I mean, that's one thing with, you know, Garrett kind of leaves the choosing of the curriculum for the most part to me, though. We're very much on the same page of teaching everything from a biblical worldview. But, you know, just last week, as a matter of fact, as I've been planning for this upcoming year, he sat down with me and talked with me through kind of our schedule and what he sees in our girls and said, you know, I really think that we need to change this up and take a different route than we have taken the past couple of years. And I mean, he's home with us during the day. He's working, but he gets to kind of see our day in and day out display of homeschooling. And so it was so good to have his input and to have his honesty and to say, I think this might work better if you try it this way. And part of the reason for that is we have one daughter who's very much like me, her personality, and one who's very much like him. Our oldest one is definitely more like him. And so he can read her better than he understands her better than I do. And I mean, I have a great relationship with her, but he just understands the workings of her brain a little bit better. And so he was able to just say, you know, I think she's going to struggle with this because I did. And so here's how I would have done better had someone approached school like this with me. And I so appreciate that about him. I appreciate that he cares enough to sit down and work through these things with me. But we do certainly talk about curriculum together and make that decision, you know, based on what works best for our kids and pointing them to Jesus. So,
yeah. And I got involved more so, I think, in the high school years for mm-hmm. our daughters and my son. Actually, I was full time with my son from the time he was 12 years old. It was just a little too much for my wife. So I took my son under my wing and continued to do the full-time homeschooling. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really homeschooling, it was car schooling. It was, you know, office schooling.
Right, right.
Conference room schooling. It was all that. But hotel schooling, we did all right? Hotel schooling. And I did the talks on the homeschool circuit.
That's right.
But when my daughters got into high school, lots of algebra, physics, chemistry, and you're right. I think I understood sometimes a little better on how to explain, you know, factoring trinomials to mm-hmm. my daughters versus my wife's approach. So I always thought, well, if I could just, you know, help, then maybe I can come at this at an angle that would be helpful versus the angle that my wife has taken. So
right.
What you find is that, you know, basically a second person is 100% addition to the first person. So,
right.
You know, God gave the family two
that's
for
right.
a reason. And we can, as dads, can really fill in the gaps there.
Yep, that's absolutely right. Well, we are out of time for part one. We will be back on Wednesday to talk more about this. Really quickly, Kevin, where can people find out more about you and your ministry?
Yeah, simplygenerations.org. It's all there. Generations.org.
Generations.org. And you have a lot to offer. You have many, many books. You've written a lot of books. I don't know how many, but but a lot. You have some amazing resources on there. And so you guys definitely want to go and check that out. And let me just ask you to share this podcast with your friends and family members who you know would be encouraged by it. Just pass this along to them, you know, however you can do that. We would love for you to just help get the word out and encourage these homeschool dads. So be sure you share this one. Join us back again on Wednesday for part 2 with Kevin. And until then, have a great day. Bye.